A couple of years ago, I traveled to Ethiopia with a nonprofit I serve, Help One Now, and a few fellow influencers. We had an audacious goal: generate monthly sponsorships for 400 at-risk kids to prevent imminent family disruption. It was orphan prevention. Families had to meet several criteria for sponsorship: single parent, HIV positive, no extended family, no job. We were serving seriously vulnerable people with zero safety nets. Adding to this heavy work, our team drove an old van 6 hours a day to meet all our objectives in rural Ethiopia. The best way I can describe this experience is by comparing it to riding a wooden roller coaster built in 1925 and missing 60% of its parts. We were pretty sure we were going to die any minute. You couldn't even call what we were driving on actual roads. We were shaken and bounced and slammed half to death, hour after hour. And this was all aided by no air conditioning. It was vehicular trauma. This was serious, sober work, and we labored around the clock, spending long days in the field, then long nights at our laptops, banging the drum, rallying the troops. My mind was brimming with poverty statistics and crushing stories and injustices. Our conversations centered around empowerment and reform. In the middle of this work, with my dirty hair and tired body and tortured mind, a text from a girlfriend back home snuck through the precarious web of Ethiopian cell coverage. "Party at my pool next Friday. All our friends, no kids, and margaritas." First thought: privileged American life, gross and clueless. Second thought: I'm going to get a new bathing suit for this. Yay for pool parties. It's so weird to live in this world. What a bizarre tension to care deeply about the refugee crisis in Syria and also about Gilmore Girls. It's so disorienting to fret over aged-out foster kids while saving money for a beach vacation. Is it even okay to have fun when there's so much suffering in our communities and churches and world? What does it say about us when we love things like sports, food, travel, and fashion in a world plagued with hunger and human trafficking? Obviously, good listener, I understand the dilemma. In this very book I am reading, I seriously discuss trauma recovery and abuse of churches, as well as Netflix and junior football leagues. I love people. I love curry. I love God. I love coffee tables. I care about the church, and I also care about dinner. Justice and humor are equal heavy hitters for me. I live in several categories wholeheartedly, sometimes in the same hour. In the complicated world of Christian subculture, there's an unspoken standard, a notorious goal to win the contest. It's there, the contest. We don't say it out loud because it sounds ludicrous spoken into the open air, but we all know about it. We feel it. The contest is a race to see who is the better Christian. And beyond the basics of behaving, extra points are awarded to people who do the hardest work with the least amount of fluff. Obviously, top billing goes to missionaries. This is a given, the brass ring.